Good morning. Luke 22, verse 44. And being in agony, Jesus prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. The word for Jesus' agony in the original is, interestingly, a word that was also used for an athletic contest. Many of you are here for that purpose today and this weekend. The struggle of preparation, the stress of emotions, the straining of every fiber of your being to attain a victory. That's what Jesus was going through. And the contestant that he faced was the mysterious power of sin and death that were so seizing him and shaking him that the eternal God himself would die. You and I are born with the taste of death. And still, its specter is a cold and frightening figure. But death was absolutely alien to Jesus, the Holy Son of God. And so he tasted its bitterness as no one else. And it's with this abyss of hell looming before him that Satan then drives the sting of death, physically and spiritually, into Jesus' own soul. Overwhelmed, Jesus cries out, "Abba, Father." Cried as a helpless infant, desperately seeking to find his father's hand in the darkness. And yet, in one sense, he could not find it. It appears that in this state of shock, Jesus' goal was clouded. His father's will dimmed. Restlessly, like a deer pursued by a predator, he arose to flee. He sought refuge, even with his disciples. Imagine it. The one who says to us, "Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," was looking for refuge from sinners. And yet what happened? The entire church rose like one man against its own Lord. It failed to help him. It failed to watch him pray. Yes, Jesus did need to endure that agony by himself. But the straining of every fiber of his being to do that was so overwhelming that clots of blood pressed through the pores of his skin. Jesus, knowing, yes, the Holy Spirit emphasizes, knowing every detail of the blood and sweat and tears that were yet to come, still continued to trust his Father. Willingly stepped forward to meet the enemy. He accepted the agony that we might have the victory. He endured the agony of our sin's death that we might have the victory of his righteous life. You know, you and I sometimes feel agony. Maybe it's resentment at a foul that's called or not called. Resignation, losing the game. They may lead us to lash out at others. We may feel anger at criticism. Self-pity at our circumstances that may lead us to complain in our whining tones with more cause than we will ever have. Jesus could have resented and whined at what was truly unfair. deprived of his glory, despised by his own, denied by his own Father, Jesus nevertheless did not give way to resentment or resignation, to anger or to whining self-pity. Rather, he turned to his Father in unceasing prayer. Though abandoned, he continued to dream deeply of his Father's love, and willingly he went forth then to win the victory for you. He had the power to stop it. All the soldiers fell to the ground at his mere word, but he would not use that power for selfish preservation or glory. Rather, drinking of his Father's love, he appealed to Judas. He healed Malchus. He protected his disciples. He walked on in that agony to give us the victory. His righteousness won for you. So look unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame. Look unto Jesus in unceasing prayer. Look unto Jesus even when you feel abandoned, drinking of his love, that you may be renewed to accept the agony, to struggle against sin, to strain every fiber of your being to follow Christ, in whom you have the victory, the crown of life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with the doxology.